Nouskaamme kuulemaan tämän viikon evankeliumia.
Let us stand and hear this week's gospel text from the 15th chapter of Luke, verses
11-32.
And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be
want.
And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would have fain filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. The father said, to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked, what these things meant? And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, so, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
Amen.
Amen.
Rakkaat sanan kuulijat,
dear listeners of the word, dear service guests, brothers and sisters in the tent, in the field, and besides remote connections, this Sunday's text is a bit long. It is perhaps one such text that is familiar to many of us. It has also been read at confirmation camps this summer and explained what does it mean? What does this parable speak to us?
Maybe sanan kuulijalle samanlainen merkitys.
There has been some listener
oli tälle pojalle
has the same traits, characteristics of this son who left his father's house and has then remembered his father's house and all the good that he had. Maybe he remembered. At least the listeners of Jesus understood this second portion, which is in the book of Hosea. It says this way. Book of Ezekiel 33:11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way, for why shall ye die, O house of Israel?
Kääntykää pahoilta teiltänne.
As long as they turn from their evil ways.
Tekstit tulevat eläväksi.
Many times texts come alive in a circumstance of life. Maybe we read or heard something and event in life makes it alive. These texts which we heard were texts where Jesus responded to scribes and Pharisees who were offended at his words. Jesus went in the midst of publicans and in the midst of sinners and ate with them. He did not pass them by, nor did he overlook them. They complained about him for this, and he wished to show them God's grace and how it belongs to every fervent person, and this grace is not earned by our works. In confirmation camps this summer, we have also studied that Jesus took parables as examples of people's, or took parables from people's own lives and their daily life. And this parable is also such that it refers to the daily life of people. He speaks of a dear home where there were two sons, and there are servants, and a father who divides the goods that he has in his care. He divides them to his sons and perhaps also to the servants. But for some reason, this younger brother, he came to this decision in his life that he wants his inheritance in advance. He demanded that it be given to him, and it wasn't sufficient for him, which was already available in the father's house. This petition is not strange in our time. When I think of our society, we may hear said this way, that when someone's life has gone so far, or he has aged enough, we would often hear at that time that it would be time for him to bestow his inheritance. But when we think of this parable, it happened a little differently, where the son wanted his inheritance. Perhaps it was as if the son had said, Father, I wish you were already passed away. Sometimes I remember, heard say when I was a child that
voi tehdä vapaasti kaikkea mitä mieleen
tulee. I think it would be better if you were not around and your faith was restricting me or dictating what I should and should not do. Perhaps the son had the same feeling in the father's house. Many times in life, parents, as well as those who help upbring, and particularly us children, things open up to us only as we become older.
Poika pyytää omaisuuden jakoa ja isä suostuu siihen.
Asked for his inheritance and the father did not oppose this.
Tällaiseen jaon, jossa molemmat pojat saavat heille kuuluvan osuuden.
So both boys ilmeisesti vähän had enemmänkin an inheritance and enemmän. Perhaps the older son would usually get more. Nonetheless, each would receive that which was pertained unto them. Maybe we could ask, what did it feel? How did it feel to the father? There is a picture of this father's house which we receive through faith and live as a reality. This is a parable of God's kingdom. We are given every day that which we need.
Jeesus itse sanoi, että etsikää
and
kaikkea Jumalan valtakuntaa.
God, Jesus himself instructs to seek God's kingdom and all else will be added unto you.
Pyytää jotakin,
the son asks,
mitattavaa. Hän pyytää
which asks for something which can be measured in dollars. It was his inheritance.
But Paul writes
in his work that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But it can also happen this way, that living in this kingdom moves, becomes such
jotenkin ansioiden varassa.
We begin to think that it needs to provide more for us,
tiettyä elämäntapaa,
or we may feel that it's a tough ritual of habit.
Omaisuuttaan.
Father gave the inheritance.
Joka kuvaa, että isä antaa pois omasta elämästään, omasta itsestään, sydämestään osan pois.
Thought that if the father gave a part of himself, a part of his heart away, maybe it's this, that maybe a family can, relations can be broken between parents and children, and a young child may leave in anger from home, and relations are broken. In that situation, the parents, the part of the parents are also leaves. Every parent keeps their child in their heart always. When Jesus told this parable, he is not speaking of himself. He does not ever mention his own name. And in the previous parable, he speaks about the joy of the finder. And when he tells the parable to the listeners, then long ago, he tells it in that environment where he has done work. He proclaims God's kingdom. He has invited and he has called unto repentance, and he has preached forgiveness of sins to all them who have asked, and even without asking.
Mutta se aukeaa tämän vertauksen taustalla.
Our parable opens,
että Jeesus puhuu itsestään Jumalan lähettämänä, Jumalan poikana.
Jesus had spoken of himself as being sent, as God's son, and who would one day be crucified, which did happen on Easter.
Molemmat pojat.
He is not nonetheless this son that we hear of in our parable. Both sons are perhaps a picture of how we are. We make decisions how life goes, if God so wills. and we may disappoint people. This younger son gathered the inheritance which his father provided, and he went into strange lands. I don't know how far he left, what the distance was, but nonetheless he no longer lived in the father's house. Perhaps he went to a larger city,
sellaisia risteyskohtia,
which monet even today are a kind of crossroads of thoughts and promises and hopes.
Poika kaipasi jotakin tällaista.
Maybe the boy yearned for something like this, or maybe he left and thought that I'll just get along, take care of myself. Nonetheless,
hänen omaisuutensa hupeeni käsistä,
his inheritance disappeared, and he began to experience want.
Hän ei saanut mitään syödäkseen.
He was not getting anything to eat.
Hän joutui häpeälliseen tehtävään sikopaimeneksi.
He ended up into this shameful job, such a job which would not have been honorable to him.
Hän ei saanut sitä ruokaa, mikä oli
tarkoitettu. And in that work, he did not even receive that food which was intended for the swine.
Ajattelee tuota pojan lähtemistä.
I thought of this boy's departure and what he may have been thinking.
Ehkä siinä on kuva myöskin tällaisesta.
Maybe there is also this picture in our thoughts that God has died. He does not exist. The time of faith has passed.
Or
person themselves can determine what and how they would believe and what the object of faith is.
Yhtä lailla.
Likewise,
tulee jumalaton.
And either way, whichever direction, he becomes ungodly and he lives apart from God and he lives in this world.
Tuo pojan elämä puhuttelee
häntä. Boy's life spoke to him. It humbled him.
Siinä on se laki.
There
we
can understand the law at work. The law stopped
him.
God does his work in many ways when he calls people. The boy lived his own life, but yet he still remembered his father's house. And in his heart, there was a turn to the father's house. He thought that the father's love is no longer belong to him. That the father would give him the place of a poor servant and would at least have that measure of mercy. But nonetheless, he thought it would be good to return home, that he could have the part of a servant and something to eat. He confesses and thought already in advance before leaving back home
on tehnyt syntiä sekä
taivasta. He has done sin against heaven and against his own father. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son.
Isä ajattelee kuitenkin toisin.
And the father thought otherwise. He saw the son afar off, and he had compassion on him. He had compassion on his state. His heart was filled with compassion. The whole substance of God is compassion and love towards his children. This is the God of which Jesus taught in this parable. Those who thought that certain people are not acceptable to God, they live such sinful lives where they cannot do any good. Jesus taught that these are whom the Father seeks and who are acceptable to him. The Father went out and he was already there waiting. Maybe an elderly man.
He was
there in the yard, and he saw when his son turned towards
him.
In confirmation, we remember that God calls and reveals himself in many different ways.
In
particular, he reveals himself in his son, Jesus.
Tämä vertaus puhuttelee.
This parable
sitä ajattelee vanhempana.
When I think of it as an a parent and an older person, God's love towards sinful people is such that he as if runs
and
approaches and tries to bring into his bosom as he did even with his son. This son did not even have to time to phrase his confession that he would wish to be a servant when the father said, bring the best robe and a ring and put it on his hand.
Perillisen merkit.
These
merkit siitä, että hän on isän kodin
marks
asukas.
Of inheritance, this robe and this ring, they show ja that this person is an inheritor in the father's ja house, and the father gave clothes on his son.
Vaan pukevat vapaan miehen vaatteet.
He did not clothe with the clothes of a servant, but with the clothes of a free man, the clothes of a child. The word that is used for clothes, it indicates that this child is a son of this father, and this ring tells that what the Holy Spirit tells us today, that we are the Father's children and we are in his home. He has given his life for this.
Nuorempi poika lähti katumuksessa etsimään tietä
takaisin kotiin. The younger son,
tämä koti on maan päällä löydettävissä sieltä.
Seeking his home with a humble mind. And today God's kingdom can also be sought on earth. The Holy Spirit, as we remember and have heard, continues the work of God in God's kingdom. And through the Holy Spirit, God was able to open the road that the son would find grace of repentance at the father's home. This is such a great matter that the son, father was able to awaken the son from the dead and to give him again the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul writes of this in his letter to the Ephesians. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. There began a joyous festivity. The father had the fatted calf slain, and the meal was prepared, but the older brother did not experience any joy. He saw how his younger son had transgressed all the father's commandments, whereas he himself had lived so perfectly righteously. He became offended, and he also offended the father's heart.
Ei yksikään ihminen voi täyttää Jumalan lakia.
No one person can fulfill the law of God. But only God's only son has been able to fulfill this law on our behalf.
Tämän tekstin edessä, kun tarkastelee omaa sydäntä,
when I look at my own heart, I find myself in the place of the prodigal son who has done sin against God and against heaven. The grace of God is able to find this type of person, and they are able to continually call them into God's home. And we may say that nothing lacks from me. But sometimes we find ourselves also in the place of the older brother who criticizes the works of others and finds faults. Thinking of the preparation of the summer services, there was this son who was in the field working. There was much field work in preparation for these services. I thank you all workers for this. You have been very diligent and have accomplished much. Amid work and sweat, we can still say, Lord, it is good for us to be here.
Kyllä ihmisluonto on semmoinen, että se
the nature of people is such that
käy myöskin vertaamaan.
Sometimes we begin to compare pieleen. And comparing always leads us astray.
Sitä laskee tai nostaa.
We begin to count or put ourselves down or elevate ourselves, and we begin to doubt that are we of the same value
before God.
Jesus, in this skillful parable, instructs each of us to investigate ourselves. And we see that the grace of repentance and the gift of faith is not does not depend on a person's well-lived life. It is a familiar phrase and very true that we are sinners and at the same time righteous. At this moment, the Father wastes his love, does not spare any of it. He sheds it upon us abundantly. He shows the wounds of his dear Son and teaches that his Son has shed his blood. That you, dear listener of the word who have sought for God's kingdom, you may hear now. Believe, unbelief, and all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. Such a heart then receives that peace and joy which the Father could give. For that reason, my dear brother and sister who are living, listening here in the tent or in the field or amidst your work, maybe at home, in your own daily life, you may strengthen your faith, you may lift up your heart and believe in Jesus' name and precious blood, all your sins forgiven, all doubts, all temptations, all is you may believe forgiven, and you may trust in this, that God's Son himself carries you and me and each one of us. On our own behalves, we are weak, and he carries us in the midst of this kingdom. You may come and kneel before the Lord's Holy Supper, and you may taste that the Lord is good. You may have your faith strengthened, and you may also receive strength from this gospel and from this sacrament that even challenges in life would find a peaceful resolution. We may go before a mirror, we may go before our loved ones and say, I have made transgressed against you, may I have such and such forgiven. I ask for myself, may I believe sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. I desire to believe together with you. Together with you, we can arise and confess our Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died,
haudattiin.
And was buried.
Astui alas tuonelaan.
He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven.
Istuu Jumalan.
From then he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
Ja on sieltä tuleva tuomitsemaan eläviä ja kuolleita. Ja pyhään henkeen,
I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.